Hello, and welcome to Whispers in a Bottle Grown Talk Cocktail Friday, a show about empowering and motivating you to broaden your mind. Now, here is your host, Sonia Larray.
Good afternoon, Whispers, and welcome to another fabulous episode of Whispers in a Bottle Grown Talk Cocktail Fridays. I am your host, Sonia Larray, lifestyle relationship counselor, fashion psychologist, educator, holistic health and wellness consultant, and motivational speaker. Oh my goodness, Whispers, it is so good to be in our safe zone this afternoon and to birth another powerful discussion. You know, Whispers, don't forget, I would love for you to call in with your questions regarding today's topic at 516-595-8091. Again, that's 516-595-8091. And you know Blog Talk Radio always has our back. They've placed in each and every one of our discussions a chat box that you can drop your comments, your questions, or if you want me to reiterate something right in there, and you know how I love to monitor a great chat box. So don't forget, also I want to just make a little note here too, that I want you all to remember that we give dignity and respect to each other, and we honor everyone's opinion. That's what makes this show so wonderful, because we value everyone's opinion. So be kind to each other and make sure that you are pouring in a powerful but positive manner. Don't forget, if you haven't subscribed to our fabulous news journal, The Whisperers Exchange, please make sure you do so. There's a live link in every last one of our description boxes, because guess what? Just as I'm going to tell you right now, stick around to the end of the show, because I got a special announcement plus broadcasting notes for you guys. So if you're already subscribed to The Whisperers Exchange, you already know what I'm about to tell you guys. But if you're not, that's okay. Stick around, because I got you covered. So with all that being stated, Whispers, are you ready for today's episode, Resilience and Persistence? Woo! You know, I like to start every show off with a clear meaning or definition, but today we're actually going to get the meaning and definition of two words, and they're right in our title, resilience and persistence. So resilience, I've told you before that it meant the capacity to withstand or to recover from difficulties or toughness and to be able to bounce back, okay? Again, it means the capacity to withstand or to recover from difficulties, toughness, or to bounce back. And then the word persistence means firm or obstinate, continuous in a course of action in spite of difficulty or opposition. Once again, firm or obstinate, continuous in a course of action in spite of difficulty or opposition. Okay. Whispers, I don't know if the mere meaning of these two words just caught you or hit you in a different manner, because I know when I was doing this and I was preparing for our discussion, I felt them vibrate and kind of resonate at a different kind of level. And I think about this discussion, you know, I'm all about giving meaning and clarity in everything that we're going to, you know, ingest in these meanings. And, you know, I always say that sometimes our words that we choose, or sometimes the words that I choose to put into our discussions, they hit me in my heart in a different area. And I know many don't even realize that these are two very distinct qualities. And, you know, you hear them together all the time. They're like companions. But both are extremely important when we're developing both qualities that can make us unstoppable. You know, if you was in the pre-show, oh my goodness, I really leaned into that. But, you know, many don't understand that perseverance gives us or gives us the drive to never quit in pursuit of our goals, where resilience gives you the ability to learn from failures and setbacks, which will help you adapt and come back stronger. So say that again, because I might have went through that quickly. So I want you to get the understanding that persistence or perseverance, it gives you the drive to never quit. It moves you to pursue your goals, where resiliency, it gives us the abilities to learn from failure and setbacks. It gives us the ability to take them on as teaching tools that help us to adapt, that help us to grow. I like to say these are like the dual superpowers that leads to our greater success and our personal growth. Dual superpowers. So imagine if like one of the superheroes, right, had dual superpowers of all the other ones, and it was one major one and then another one that came back that really kind of balanced it out. It would be dynamic because he would just be able to conquer and control different things and different elements. Well, it's the same thing. We actually have a dual superpower that allows us to kind of lean in and move in different capacities. So, Whispers, life isn't a smooth road. And we know that. We had these discussions. We're transparent about that. You know, it's nothing that we're going to say, oh, it's so, no. We know that there it's winding. It's treacherous. It's filled with trials and tribulations. The potholes may have potholes. But here's the secret. Trials themselves, it's about how we, you and I, respond to them. It's about our ability to be resilient and persistent and ultimately to be triumphant. Because see, don't forget, that's our goal. We are leaning so far into our theme this season of triumphs over trials. So we know that these two master keys had to come into play. Because you realize, through all of our discussions, we touched on them. We've said that even resiliency has been one of the major master keys. That was the one that turns the tumblers, the secret tumblers that we didn't even know that were there. So imagine now, we're really going to get the understanding of how to use these two master keys congruently to really open up those hallways and corridors and secret compartments of our hearts and our minds, the secret compartments of even your subconscious. Ooh, I'm going to slow it down because, see, I get excited and I'll get ahead of myself and you'll be like, wait a minute, when did she go over there? See, I know this discussion, I want to take like my time. I got to take my time. Because in these different elements, we have to be willing to go in depth in them. We can't surface touch on them. We can't just skim over this topic today. So we all have goals and dreams. And if you don't have goals and dreams, you need to tap into my calendar. You need to sit down with me so we can really find out what's going on. Because we all have goals and dreams. We face rejection, obstacles that have knocked us down many times, but there's something so powerful that picks us up and helps us to continue going, that helps us to overcome, and that helps us to grow from situations that we face from time to time. And some people may even face them on a daily. Because don't forget, there's people that face trials and tribulations every day due to their health, due to their mental status, due to different elements in their lives. So resilience and persistence, two key elements. So in this space and place, it's going to require of us to sit in a vulnerable space for us to get our first master key to work correctly. And that first master key goes back to many of the discussions and many of them, because we're going to draw on the master keys through the season. Because, see, it requires of us to really be able to skillfully use them. So the first master key, of course, is this. It's in that self-reflection space. That's that vulnerable space that many people run and try to hide from. That's that space that people don't want to sit in, that introspective place to ask themselves the deeper questions, the question of why. That's the deeper space in the place of where the mind and the subconscious hides out, that little robber is back there waiting to jump on your back so you can be deceived and then knock you down from your greatness. See, last week and even in the week before, this key came up, and it must be the key that requires action on our part. It's an action key. See, Whisperer's resilience begins within. We must take the time to understand our own strengths, our weaknesses, and our triggers. You know, sometimes people have triggers and they don't even know it, because they haven't even really sat to really find out what it is. I remember I told you all that when I was younger, I had like a horrible temper. And I mean, my temper would be like from 1 to 0 in 2.3 seconds. And as I started to develop myself and to grow more, and even tap into my skills as a therapist, I realized that some of the anger or some of that quickness was because I was always a very quiet child. I didn't really say much. I really just kind of went along with whatever it was because I was just that kid. But I had a temperament in me that I didn't like injustice. I didn't like to feel that things were not right or it wasn't fair or people were mistreating people. But then I had to realize that I could not change everybody's thought or feeling or mind. So it required that I harnessed and learned how to harness that energy correctly. And so even when we're doing this self-reflection, we have to be willing to sit in that space and place of reflection and having that deeper essence of a talk. If I asked you today, what are your strengths? Could you clearly, without hesitation, tell me your strengths? Where for me, I can tell you my strengths. Their creativity, love of learning, authenticity, the ability to forgive, forget, and let go. And those are just a few off the top of my head right now. But see, unfortunately, though, many of you can cherry pick the weaknesses, low-flowing fruit. You can see those way before you can see your strengths. And if you see them, only be able to reflect and recall those weaknesses. That's it. But you don't look at yourself for the beauty of what your strengths are. Maybe you're a person that can sit and you can think upon things and rationalize on things where others may not. Or maybe you have the ability to stay calm in the midst of stress and duress. Or maybe you're just a person who can handle things in a way that other people feel comfortable to come to and speak to. But what are your strengths? What are you leaning into? What are you celebrating about Y-O-U? So you got to be willing to sit in this space and in this place of reflection so you can see how resilience and persistence vibrates and resonates with you. Because see, what it does, Whispers, it vibrates and resonates with each and every one of us in a different way, in a different tone. And sometimes if your ear is not strong and you don't have an inner ear that's strong to hear it, you have to develop it. So it's much like singers. Some singers have a weaker inner ear, so they sometimes are off on the notes. They're just, but the music teacher and the different directors, no, no, it should be here, here, you know, and they get them to get there. But they train that ear. It may even require that they put their finger in that ear or maybe wear one of the, you know, their ears in that one ear so they can really hear the music and hear the tone correctly. But see, it requires the training of that inner ear. And it's the same difference when we are training ourselves on that self-reflection. But see, you also realize that you cannot be afraid to look and peer in the mirror. You cannot be afraid to look at your reflection and see you. And I don't mean seeing that you got, you know, flaws or, oh, I need to lose a few pounds off. No, this is an inner reflection. This is a quality that's deep within inside of ourselves. And sometimes when you're sitting and you're working with your therapist or you're working with your mentors, we touch on certain elements, but because you have not opened yourself enough, we can't touch on it strong enough to be able to guide you past it or help you to guide yourself through certain things. So the self, that subconscious mind still pulls you down. And so that resilience and that persistence may not be as strong as it's going to become. It requires work. See, this space of reflection is also a place and space of introspection, meaning a place where we can ask those deeper questions of ourselves and really feel safe amongst ourselves to do that. Ask ourselves, what am I made of? What motivates me to show up? How am I showing up for myself? Do I value my abilities? See, it requires of you to embrace your vulnerabilities and fears because that's where your strengths lie. I know that you're probably like, what? Yeah, it's true. It's really true. Because see, self-reflection is the foundation upon which resilience is built upon, Whispers. And we know that if a foundation isn't solid, it doesn't have the ability to sustain the structure of our lives, our thoughts, our actions, our abilities, our houses are crumbling. The foundation, your house is sinking. You're like, wait a minute, what's happening here? Well, we did all of the work coming into this season because we wanted to really get that foundation solid. So when we go back here and we are building upon it and we're putting these dynamic dual qualities into space and place, the structure is sound. Whew. I want to also let you know that developing these two dynamic qualities aren't accomplished overnight. But it does take time and effort on your part. So don't think that it's the snapback. Remember I talked about that last week? It's not like, oh, the bounce back body that everybody says, oh, you have a baby, you drop your baby, then you get the snapback body. No, no. It's the workout body, the taking your time and putting in the right foods and the right exercise and the right amount of time that gets you to that process. We must be willing to start small and build upon it. That means that we have to be willing to set small, achievable goals and build upon our stamina for overcoming obstacles. So let me just say, imagine if I just told you today that tomorrow you're going to swim 100 laps, the full length of an Olympic-sized pool. you would look at me like I had like 12 heads. Think to yourself, what is this woman trying to do to me? You would think that I really was trying to get rid of you, probably. But if I started training you and teaching you how to ride on top of the water, how to really build the stamina so you would be able to have a correct stroke, that you were not fighting the water, but you were really gliding on it. And I get to tell you about this because I'm a swimmer. And I would teach you how that you can take that breath and you can go, and how it would let your body be buoyant. And I would teach you little by little that all of a sudden now, instead of that first lap feeling like you was just struggling to get across the pool, lo and behold, you're making it across. And you're seeing yourself cross it with not as much difficulty. And then as you still are building up the stamina and the muscle memory. See, it's the same muscle memory that we have to have when we're developing qualities. And the muscle memory gets stronger and stronger, and the ability to be able to do this feat of 100 laps in an Olympic-sized pool becomes a breeze. And you can't believe that now, 6 months in, you were able to just glide in that water. You were able to feel yourself making that distance. And within that year, now you are really accomplishing your goal. And within that mid-year, you're hitting that 100 lap. And you're looking so beautiful doing it. So if it takes that kind of time and investment, whisperers, why do we feel that we should just be able to jump into the water and just swim 100 laps right now? That's unrealistic. That's not even clear strategy for your life. That's setting yourself up for failure. So see, we're going to develop our stamina. We're going to develop our dual superpower of resistance, resilience, and persistence. We're going to bring them together. So before we get into the second master key, I think it's a good place for me to take a quick commercial break. La Paz Image Consultants is your full-service international luxury agency working with clients from the inside out. If you're ready to ignite your passion, tap into your signature style, build on your relationships, then you need to book your consultation today at www.lapazimageconsultants.com. La Paz Image Consultants, where everything is fabulous. Welcome back, Whisperers. So before the break, you know, I really was leaning in with that first master key of self-reflection, because self-reflection is powerful. But see, it sets us up for our second master key. And like I said, I really want to take the time with you on this discussion, because there's so many different elements that we really want to put into place when we're working in such a dynamic way and building upon our triumphs over trials. So the second master key is something that many people like to overlook. And that second key is developing your support system. See, we're not meant to walk this journey alone. See, in the face of adversity, having a network of friends, family, mentors, guides can be your greatest. Why is it so important? Why is it that sometimes I always bring back that you have to have a support system? See, it's important because a strong support system has several positive benefits, which include like a higher level of well-being, better coping skills, a longer, healthier life. Yep. Just that last one alone, whispers, a longer, healthier life, should really make you just be like, look, let me go get my network together here. Let me go and hold on. I need to weed out some of these assets because these assets are not bringing nothing into my table or into me. It's not making me feel good. It's taking away from me. It's depleting me. So I need to really lean in and see what my network is really working for me in. Because see, your network, you want to have a good sound network. It's almost like as if you was walking a tightrope and you had that net under you, and lo and behold, you lose your balance and you fall. You know you're not going to plummet to your death. You're going to hit that safety net, and it's going to bounce you back up, and you'll be okay, and you'll be able to like climb back up there and try it again. But without a safety net, you fall off, and you fall off to your death. And so we as people, we're not made to just go at things alone. See, whispers, having a support system has also been proven to reduce depression. It also has been proven to reduce anxiety and to reduce stress. So imagine, I always tell you guys, and I make my clients laugh about this all the time. I tell them, look, if you go to a therapist or you go to a coach or a business coach or whoever, and they don't have a coach or they don't have a good support system, leave. Because it's true. Anytime that you're pouring from a vessel and into people and you're giving your energy in that way, you need to be rejuvenated. You need to be poured into. You need to be lifted. You need to be empowered. So why do you, as people, feel that you all are supposed to do, I can do it myself. Party of one, calling party of one. And then you're wondering why you're burned out, why you're tired, why you're frustrated, why you're angry, why you can't see how great you are, why you're not even realizing that you're developing such a beautiful quality as resilience or a beautiful quality as persistence, because you're so burned out. You have no kind of guide in there. You just run in constantly. You're on an escalator that is set to go down, but you're running up. Do you ever make it to the top? No. Because it keeps pulling you back down. See, this made me think of a time I had to move. And Lord, if you all only knew how often I've moved as a child, technically, I personally probably could be a professional mover. I'm trying to tell you guys, that's how often we move. Needless to say, I had this piece of furniture that the base of it was a piece of a tree trunk. It was an old oak tree, huge and very, very heavy. I just can't even begin to tell you how heavy it was. But imagine if me, Sonia Leray, had to try to move this piece myself. Well, first of all, I couldn't lift it from the top because it would break it. I couldn't try to just pull it because it would break the legs. It required several people to move it at once and to put it onto something to be able to guide it out. And it was not no little, it's not no little piece. Let me just reiterate that. Do you really think that piece would even make it in one piece if it was just done by me? First of all, do you think I would even make it in one piece if it was just me? No. But with the right support system in place, which was a group of friends, we were able to move this huge piece and not have any situation, not have any injury, not even allow it to break or be destroyed in any way whatsoever. So it's the same when we are walking through our path of life. Going to be some heavy lifting required. And we're going to need a good support team to help us to lift and to carry the weight effectively. Now, even a support system may not be able to lift it all for us, but they are able to give us guidance in helping us to know how to do certain things or how to face a heavy job correctly. So you don't sustain a back injury, you don't pull no muscles, you're just able to kind of go through this. It's through their support that we find the strength to persevere, though. It's through their support that we find the clarity in the way that we're going to move. See, Whispers, a lot of times people feel that if you have to lean on someone, you're weak. But do you realize that when you feel that you have to carry everything yourself, you have to be all, do all, that's a weakness. Because you don't even realize that you're burning your candle from both ends and you're frying the middle. So where do you stand on a safe ground to even get your foothold to step on that stepping stone into your next thing? Think about that. Really think about that. And while you think about that, I'm going to move you into the third master key. And the third master key is something that I build upon each week in each episode. And so that is that power in pause. That's that power in understanding that sometimes we have to slow down a little bit so we can actually catch the wind and we can get clarity in our mind. With that being said, I think we should transition into building our persistence. And this is the force that drives us to keep going. It's the force that drives us to keep trying and doing and moving. And I want to give you a few keys that will build upon this quality as well. So you can pin mark the episode here at 333 because I told you, I want to lean into this discussion today. So for persistence, your first master key in there is this, achievement. Many great accomplishments in history were not achieved by talent alone, but by sheer persistence. See, when you persist, you refuse to accept defeat. You keep going when others give up. It's the tenacity that leads you to success and achievement. Now, I gave a beautiful illustration of this even in the earlier show. And I told many of you that my persistence even happened when I started my agency, La Paz. And I told you, I had this person in my mind. I just thought, ooh, they was the bee's knees. I don't even know if bees have knees, but that's okay. But this is the thing. I just knew that if I met this person, the doors would be open and that I would just have the mentor of a lifetime and things were going to be just golden. Well, needless to say, when I met that person, that was not what happened. Matter of fact, the person was not happy to see me, meet me, or anything else. And then flat out told me, I've worked hard for my knowledge, and I'm not giving it away to you. Now, I could have let that just destroy me and crumble me, but it was like some furnace started to blaze inside of my chest and in my stomach. And I walked up and I said to my partner in crime, my best friend, my creative director to this day, Nelson Nierman, and I said, Nelson, we are going to thrive. We're going to make it. I promise you that. And Whispers, let me tell you something. It was not easy. I didn't just miraculously poof, it's great. No. I worked hard. I work hard. But on the other side of that, I enjoy every element of what I do. Because if that resilience and that persistence didn't get in that chest and that gut and burn like a roaring fire, do you think I would be on Whispers in a Bottle, Grown Talk Cocktail Friday, that is heard internationally? Do you think I would have La Paz Image Consultants, a full-service luxury international agency? Do you think I would be able to pour in to every person that I work with from an empty vessel? Because persistence dwells like a burning flame deep in my soul. And that's what I want for you. So today, you get to start striking the coals and the matches so it can ignite and it can start to roar deep inside of you. It can just blaze up and it will motivate you and move you. Because see, even Thomas Edison, 10,000 times he was trying to get a light bulb. 10,000 times it blew up, it failed, it did not light, it did not work. But that tenacity, that pure resilience and persistence blazed in his inner self like a flame roaring fire, and he got that light bulb. Do you think GE is sad that he made all those mistakes? Are you sad that he made all those mistakes as you click on the light in your house? As I sit in a well-lit studio delivering this discussion, I'm so grateful that he made those mistakes and he kept persisting and he showed resiliency, because that was the flame that he needed to keep on. And lo and behold, look how we have benefited. See, all of that spirals into our personal growth. Every challenge we face is an opportunity for personal growth. Persistence is the catalyst for transformation. Persistence is the catalyst for transformation. It pushes us. It pushes us to adapt. It pushes us to learn. It pushes us to become better versions of ourselves through persistence. We can uncover and discover our true potential. You know, dear Whispers, the journey to triumph over trials, it's not for the faint of heart. I'm going to tell you that right now. Because, see, it requires resilience and persistence, but the rewards are immeasurable. You have the power within you to overcome any challenge. You do. You just have to believe. And no matter how daunting it may seem, remember, it's not about the trials themselves. It's about how you, Y-O-U, respond to them. Because, see, resiliency requires that you build your support system. Persistence means that we're going to adapt and maintain a positive mindset and never, ever stop persisting. Never stop being resilient. Because once that happens, you stop growing. You stop reaching. You stop achieving. Your triumph awaits. And it's worth every ounce of effort you put in it. Every last one. So I want to bring something up to your minds too, Whisperers. You realize, now this is actually a second discussion I've given on resilience. This one is on resilience and persistence. But if you go back and pick up your master keys in season two, when we were working on our growth mindset, on September 17th, 2021, now this is 2023, we had the topic on the importance of resilience. And on the after show, I'm going to share with you some of those master keys to help refresh your memory on why this beautiful dual superpower is necessary. You know, I told you, some discussions are so powerful that I could just go on and on forever and a day with them. And it's the truth. Because I feel these are qualities as people we must be willing to adapt and to really harness in our lives. So I told you at the beginning of the show that I had broadcasting notes to share with you, as well as a special announcement to share with you as well. So let me get all this together and get the notes that I have here. So broadcasting notes. So today, you know, we are going to start our fall break, and we will be gone next week, the 17th through the 24th, so we'll be gone for 2 weeks, but we will be back in our safe zone. Listen to this, December 1st. Can you believe I'm saying that? This year is flying. December 1st at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and if you're on our pre-show, you know that's at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on the Wisdom app. If you're not on Wisdom, DM us over on Instagram at whispersinabottle_podcast, the word wisdom, and we will send you an invitation. Because I'm telling you, the discussions, the pre-show, the appetizer is delicious. Because you see what the buffet and this beautiful seven-course meal that you get over here on Blog Talk Radio is handing out. Then the after show at 4:15 is your dessert. Have a little coffee, have your favorite cake, pie, whatever you're having over there in the dessert hour. You might even want a cordial over there. But whatever it is, you're going to get that over there at 4:15. Now, with regards to the special announcement, on what day is that? Can you give me the notes? Thanks. On November 16th, which is Thursday, at 11:30 a.m. on the Wisdom app, I'm doing a special discussion, a special presentation entitled Unlocking the Beyonce Empower Her Mindset. So let me just tell you, fellas, you don't want to be in there. This is not all about women. But the one thing is the empowerment of her mindset that she has that needs to be trickled down and to be poured out upon all of us dynamic whisperers, wisdom whisperers, and anyone that hears the discussion. So you're not going to want to miss that. That's Thursday, November the 16th at 11:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. That's a Thursday, over on the Wisdom app. So make sure that you DM the word wisdom to me if you're not on Wisdom already. And I will make sure that you get the special invitation. But we will possibly be giving that again, this discussion, over on LinkedIn Audio Live. Now, LinkedIn Audio Live is not recorded. So the only way you'll get to hear it again is if you're on the Wisdom app, because at least it'll be recorded and placed in that Ethernet. So with that being said, everyone, you know I love being in our safe zone. I love birthing these dynamic discussions that we get to pour into each and every so incredible. And if you have not subscribed to the Whisperers Exchange, please make sure you go into the description box, click the live link, and subscribe to our community, because we are doing some dynamic things. Also, there's going to be like a sneak peek of something that's going to be coming, and we want your opinion on it. So please make sure that you're in that Whisperers Exchange as well. And if you have questions that you would like for me to answer, feel free to, matter of fact, I'm being told we got a question, and it's just about for me to wrap. So if I come to you, please make it quick, please. Thank you for calling into Whispers in a Bottle. What is your question?
Yeah, what is this dynamic thing that your group has been doing?
What do you mean?
What kind of results have your group been doing?
Well, we've actually been doing a lot of great things. We've been shifting our mindset, moving forward on our trajectory to triumph over trials, and to be able to build upon resilience and persistence.
Okay, well, outside of the nice hype, if you've got people in your group, that would mean that people have moved forward and have accomplished some things.
So what have they
accomplished?
Well, many people have accomplished their desire of starting their own businesses. They've set their goals for their priorities of what they're moving forward on. Many have even established relationships beyond what they had before with their families. So regarding success, it's different for each person that comes into the agency and works inside of it.
Mm.
Is there a goal or mission that you're looking forward to?
My goal? Yeah, just to find out what, when people talk about their particular programs, to find out what their successes are. Because a lot of people like to say about how dynamic they are and how wonderful it is, but when you ask them about success ratios, they shut up.
Well,
so,
I'm not going to shut up, because for the simple fact of it all, I see people that have changed their health. They literally they were type 2 diabetics, and they have gotten their diabetes under control. They've lost weight. They have changed their mindset. They're living more of a positive life. They're achieving their goals and setting forth of their goals. So for me, it's always about the greatness that is inside of my clients, and what we bring forward in Whispers in a Bottle is always to pivot the mindset and help you keep growing past whatever it is that is causing you to stumble. So it's nothing that is a greatness about me, but it is a greatness that is about people and what they have set forth. And I'm just a vessel to help you find it.
Okay. So your Whispers in a Bottle. And how can people take a look at what Whispers in a Bottle has done so that maybe they might have the confidence to maybe join up?
You can actually visit lapazimageconsultants.com. It's www.lapaz, that's LAPAZIMAGE, the word consultant with no S on it, .com.
The word consultant with no S on it?
Correct.
How do you
instead of consultants, we're just consultant on the internet, but our company is La Paz Image Consultants.
Okay. So just singular, consultant.
Correct.
Without the S at the end. Oh, okay.
Only because
all
of
right.
internet issues.
All right, so Lataz Image Consultant. Okay. All right.
Thank you so much.
Sure.
Have a great day. So, you know what, Whisperers, like I said, we're always here and we're always, you know, glad when you call in and ask your questions because, you know, that's the biggest thing. We want to always make sure that we pour into you all in a positive way. And it's not to be negative or anything. And each one of you all have your own goals. Your own things that you're striving after or what you want to accomplish. So for us and for me as a lifestyle relationship counselor, fashion psychologist, holistic health and wellness consultant, is to really work with inside of what your goal is. And having that consultation, as I stated to you, is one of the biggest things. Because it really taps into the things that you are trying to accomplish and what you set forth in your life. With that being said, everyone, thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of Whispers in a Bottle, Grown Talk Cocktail Fridays. I'm Sonia Leray, your host, and I look forward to us getting back together again. And don't forget, tune in at 4:15 over on our YouTube channel at Whispers in a Bottle for the post-show discussion. All right, guys, with that being said, have a great weekend. You have been listening to Whispers in a Bottle, Grown Talk Cocktail Fridays with your host, Sonia Leray, lifestyle relationship counselor, fashion psychologist, educator, holistic health and wellness consultant, and motivational speaker. Please make sure you review our show, like, share, and make sure you come back next Friday at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time at www.blogtalkradio.com/whispersinabottle. Have a great weekend.